This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Attention, and I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. Scott Bell Show.
Fake news played a role in this election.
Phony stories and fake news.
There is no such thing as fake news. You know who determines what fake news is? You and me.
Robert Scott Bell.
There's not going to be a President Donald Trump.
60% of Republicans aren't going to vote for Donald Trump.
CNN projects Donald Trump wins the presidency.
Robert Scott Bell. Scott Bell.
The National Institute of Health now calling the Zika virus a pandemic.
How dare you fill my head with such loathsome propaganda?
Sneaking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Who are you calling too much, Super Don? It's too cold.
You're too much sometimes. But you know what? I'll give you this. What? I saw this morning as I was looking at the news a picture of the snow in northern Florida this morning.
That's right. Yeah, it's really chilling out when you can make snow bunnies and snowmen. Our buddy Coast Guard Corey in Charleston, South Carolina, of all places, was making snowmen with his two boys. It's, you know, obviously global warming, and we're here to support you. If this is global warming, I got to change the definition
climate
of warming.
Climate change. No. Climate change. It's climate change, not global warming.
Well, I was outside in the back of the front this evening before around sunset because it's supposedly going to get down around the freezing mark, maybe a little below it, where my garden is. And I don't think my strawberries would be too appreciative of that, so I covered them up. And let's say my potatoes are covered up, my carrots are covered up, my beets are covered up. I even covered the base of my moringa tree, because I don't think the leaves are going to make it. They just kind of go into hibernation when it gets cold. But we'll see. We'll have another garden report after a few days of chilly nights, and we'll see what rebounds after that. But I have it's not going to be in the low 20s or anything. I mean, maybe we'll get to 29. I'm just thinking. But as those of you up in Wisconsin are dealing with 10, it's warmed up to 10 degrees Fahrenheit, and I've got nothing to complain about. Exactly. I know, except I'm gardening and you're not. So you've got stuff. I'm so bad.
You will survive. You'll make it. You'll make it.
Right before I went on the air tonight, I turned off my far infrared portable lamp. That's under my desk because Super Don shamed me, called me a wimp. So I'm just going to go for the cold studio tonight. Thank you, Super Don.
All right. I'll keep you awake and alert.
Yeah. Speaking of that, I didn't nap. I didn't feel like a nap before the show tonight. So I must be, I just needed like one show to get me cranked up for 2018 and our evenings again. And so I guess I'm raring to go. And I just want to give everybody a heads up. We're going to do a UFO disclosure segment or two tonight. Yeah, I know. It's like all the people that have to stay up extra late to hear UFO talk. Now you get to bed early because we're going to cover it. John Rappaport's going to join us. And, of course, perspective on this like nowhere else in broadcast media with John. And then we're going to go outside the box with Ty Bollinger. First episode of 2018 as he's up there freezing something, I think in the Pittsburgh area, if I'm not mistaken, for his holiday getaway. They're still up there. And watching the rivers freeze. That's got to be interesting. But for now, let's warm it up with some cannabis, shall we?
Pass the Tucci on the left hand side. Pass the Tucci on the left hand side.
You think that'll join, man? Hey, wagon. Yeah, quarter pounder, man.
On the left-hand side.
All right, we got some cannabis updates. Hey, you know, Super Don, you threw three at me, and I'm still not clear on the order of it because I know one of them was going to fire me up that I'd forget the other two. So which one shall we start with tonight?
Let's start off with what's probably the biggest story of the last few days.
Okay.
Which is the new year brought recreational legalization to California. Which,
UFOs in California or just the people of California?
Not recreational UFOs, recreational cannabis in California. So, to me, it's a big deal. I mean, it's yet another state now that has legalized it fully with a few, rules and regulations. But they seem, for the longest time, they always, California has seemed to be that leader, right? And medical marijuana, and hey, we're the state, with the growing the weed and yada yada, whatever like that. But Washington and Oregon beat them a long time ago. They're finally to the point now where they've legalized recreational cannabis. So, big deal. The stores are packed. They've already made a ton of money, and they expect that they're going to be making a lot of money, like Colorado did, like Oregon has, like Washington has, which, say what you will about California, their financial situation has been in dire straits for a long time. So maybe this might be something that might help their bottom line a little bit.
Saved by weed, huh? Interesting.
Yep.
I'm sure there's going to be some controversy when it comes to, you have the freedom to buy weed, but you don't have the freedom to say no to vaccines.
This is true. I know it's hard to get past that, right?
Can we bake an extra potent like cannabis brownie for what's the guy's name? Dickie Pan,
Peter Pan,
Richard Pan, yes. And maybe he'll leave everybody, all the people, the families, the children of California alone with his.
I'm trying to imagine. Trying to imagine what Richard Pan would act like if he was smoking cannabis. He'd probably be like off in the corner giggling like a little girl. I don't know why, but that's just the impression that I get.
Yeah, wishing a bad trip on someone is not very nice, but I borderline wishing that on him based on what he has done to the families and the children of California. Look, I don't want to go dark on the thing. I mean, I'm all for freedom. And apparently in Washington and Oregon, it isn't like that. There's been total chaos there as far as what we've covered in the news. It just seems to be another day on the West Coast. And it's interesting, all of the, now Oregon down to up to Washington, down to California, the entire West Coast of the United States, completely cannabis friendly in terms of even so-called recreational use. But then we've got problems in the heartland. And I'm not saying that Iowa ever needs to go recreational. That's not what I'm arguing. But my gosh, we see this thanks to Shelley Meyer in Muscatine in her store. She was selling a lot of the CBD, the plus CBD oil from CV Sciences. And Iowa apparently has some arcane on state level laws saying that CBD is illegal, even from hemp, which I think is outrageous. And I think the people of Iowa need to rebel against this because this isn't something that if you have that heartland sensibility and you're upset because people would use a plant to get high, for instance, recreationally, this is not that. This is a substance from nature. We've talked about it for many times over the years. It's even in the book Unlock the Power to Heal. That is, it's a supplement from a plant that doesn't cause psychoactive, psychosis, paranoia, much less the highness, so to speak, but can reduce anxiety, can eliminate seizure disorders, has benefits against cancer and inflammation, brain and neurological health. And we're going to go into a lot more of the science that's being revealed on that this coming Friday with Stuart Tonk. But the statement of Muscatine County Attorney Alan R. Ostergren regarding possession and sale of products containing cannabinoid oil, they basically say it's illegal. We're not going to arrest you for the one that's like confiscated from Shelley and other stores. They're not going back and arresting anybody. But they're basically saying, can't sell it, and you better dump it out. Find a way to dump it out or get rid of it. And I think
this is one of those states where when they passed, when they got into the news, we're going to approve cannabidiol for America. People initially were like, yay, this is great. But in the fine print is where they got you, because they really locked it down. They even created a medical cannabidiol board, right? You got a bureaucracy that's in charge of, and they've locked everything down where it's only a certain company can make a certain amount, you know, CBD.
It's not freedom, folks.
No.
That, to me, the bottom line here is, even on the state level, and I recognize the states are superior to the federal government when the federal government has not been granted the ability or the authority to ban a plant, which they haven't been. But it gets to this third story that really is going to get you. If it doesn't get you, it's got me. I'm just terribly upset by this, but not surprisingly upset. Just it's almost an I told you so from RSB, and I don't want you to be annoyed by it. Pennsylvania police now. We go to Pennsylvania, and we got Ty Bollinger out there in Pittsburgh today. But Pennsylvania police, unlawful for patients to keep guns obtained before enrolling in the medical marijuana program. Okay, here's where I've warned you. What is my favorite state? One of my favorite statements is, don't ask for permission where none is required. Okay? Yeah, on the state level, they've told the feds to pound sand on cannabis. 29 states of the District of Columbia, all right? And that means under medical marijuana usage states, you have to get special permission from the government to get a card that then allows you to go into a dispensary and get it. But guess what? You've asked for permission to do something which is otherwise your birthright to do. To take a plant and use it however you see fit for your own health purposes, as long as you violate the rights of nobody else. And because you've asked for permission, now the feds have come in through the back door, the federal back door, and said, oh my gosh, Mr. So-and-so, looks like you have a medical marijuana card. And I see that you've registered guns in the past. Do you know now you no longer have the right to keep and bear arms? You're going to have to turn those in. No, I am not exaggerating. This is why you never want to ask permission to do something which is truly your right. Because if you do, the entity which you seek the now privilege to do something from will look at you and say, you are a subject to us. The authoritarians, whether it be the king, the queen, the emperor, the oligarchy, the president, the Jeff Sessions of the world, whatever it is, they're going to relegate you to not the sovereign human being, spark of God that you once were and acknowledged to be, but you've now subjected yourself to the jurisdiction of the federal bureaucracy. And they begin to take away your rights because you no longer perceive them to be rights. Why do I say that? Because you asked permission to do something that you shouldn't have asked permission to do. And if that's not making sense, we'll revisit this with Ty Bollinger in the second hour. But we've got John Rappaport waiting in the wings or waiting in the UFO. I'm not sure. UFO disclosure. That is the subject. Next on the Robert Scott Bell Show.
The revolution will be broadcast.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Free Wise Men's Gifts to Jesus
heal
and protect your health and help you look and feel younger and live longer. The answer is a big, surprising yes. In the new report called How the Gifts of the Magi Can Help Your Health, you'll discover exactly why. Go to rsvreports.com right now to get this life-changing report for free. That's rsvreports.com. You see, two of the Magi's gifts, frankincense and myrrh, were highly prized in biblical times for their health and healing benefits. Science today confirms they are ultra-powerful tools to support your health, anti-aging, and longevity. Meanwhile, you'll be surprised to learn a third spice, often referred to as gold in biblical times, may be nature's most potent tool to protect your immunity. Yes, the Magi were indeed wise men for giving Jesus their powerful gifts of health, and you'll discover how much they'll help you, too. Go to RSB Reports right now to get this important report. Absolutely free. That's rsbreports.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Couldn't ask for better bumper music to set the stage for our next guest and our next topic. I remember going to see the Electric Light Orchestra in concert back in the 1970s, and they opened with a UFO. A big UFO on stage, and it opened up, it lit up, they had laser light shows. I mean, I think ELO was reverse engineered from UFOs. Now, it's a John Rappaport, my friend, from NoMoreFakeNews.com. It is a significant moment in our history because we've talked about a lot of things on the air. You've written extensively about so many things we've covered together. And yet, all these years, I just realized we've never done a UFO-focused show. There's about, I guess, over time to get here. UFO disclosure is in the news. The New York Times covered it. What the hell is going on?
Yeah, that's the big question because, you know, this has never really been my intensive area of interest. But when I saw the New York Times run that piece about whatever it is now, a week or 10 days ago, you know, UFO disclosure, this guy named Luis Elizondo, who headed up a secret Pentagon UFO research program from 2007 to 2012, which is actually still going on. Everybody pretty much admits that. And he brings with him video, which shows fighter jet 2004, U.S. jet off the coast of San Diego, and a UFO that is jiggling around and then streaks away. And then there is a cryptic comment that materials from a UFO are in possession of, we assumed it was a government, turns out to be now Robert Bigelow, a subcontractor, billionaire in Las Vegas, and they've been analyzing or trying to analyze these metals and the implication is they don't know what they're made of. And this is straight to the New York Times, which means it's instantly a global story. No doubt about it. And then we discover that this man, Luis Elizondo, is actually part of a team that a rock musician named Tom DeLong has put together with his new company called To the Stars Academy. Not quite sure what that's going to be, but one of the things it'll be about is UFO disclosure. Mm-hmm. And then I look on the page of that company and I find, wow, all kinds of intelligence spooks and Pentagon people, an ex-assistant secretary of defense, Elizondo himself, was a longtime case officer running intelligence ops in Latin America. And this whole team looks like what you could call a limited hangout crew or disinfo crew, or maybe they're telling some of the truth. Did DeLong actually get them on board, or did they see him as a potential front man that they could use because he has a degree of fame and so forth? What is going on there? What is going on?
And why now? What is the benefit to those who hold on to information, real or imagined, to release it now and to go to the sources that they did, as opposed to the many other sources that have been digging into this subject for decades, right? Who are the officials that they're going? These are the officials that you have to believe.
Right. So that's always, a red flag when you get people, high-level people out of the government. And then the other thing that I discovered, which I wrote about, is that I'm going to say five of these people have extensive medical backgrounds as well on the academy team. Biological warfare experience, high-level. Microbiology, genetics, et cetera, why these people? What's that angle all about, the medical angle? So then I started digging into that, and it turns out that there have been stories in the press mainstream for years about the fear of viruses from outer space.
Well, that says it all. The germ theory is interplanetary now. It's not just confined to planet Dunderhead. I mean, Earth. We're going to get into the War of the Worlds, that concept that it's all about. There's a virus on the spaceship. There's a bacteria on the spaceship. It might have come from a comet, and it will end all life as we know it, versus the law of the terrain. Terrain, terra firma. What is UFO disclosure? Are we learning anything? John Rappaport has more after this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Longtime listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water, the molecular hydrogen we get. Go to robertswater.com. Paul Baratero from Synergy Science is back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available. And now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder. Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body. Why take another pill? Treat your aches and pains with Sunshine Pillows. Microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body heating wraps. Sunshine Pillows and wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it, even while driving. Sunshine Pillows are designed with your comfort in mind, will not burn you, and will stay balanced on your body to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunshine Pillows start at just $20. Join hundreds of our happy customers and see why Sunshine Pillows has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Click sunshine-pillows.com and take the Sunshine Pillow Challenge. That's sunshine-pillows.com.
Have you ever wondered who the second person to discover gravity was? When you're in the mood for a treat, would you go to the second best bakery in town? Or how about the name John Breckinridge? Recognize it? If you don't, that's because he came in second to Abraham Lincoln. The firsts are first for a reason. Just how ID Stronghold was the first to create the technology to protect your credit cards from thieves with RFID chip scanners. ID Stronghold products block signals from those scanners, so thieves can't capture your critical data. Get a stronghold on your personal information and protect your family too. Don't settle for the second best wallet. Pick up ID Stronghold wallets for everyone on your list this holiday season. They're the perfect stocking stuffer, with leather wallets starting as low as $20 on Walmart.com, eBay, Amazon, and QVC. Save 10% by using coupon code PRESENT for a limited time. That's coupon code PRESENT, only on IDStronghold.com. IDStronghold.com.
Making sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
And tonight, we're making sense out of UFO propaganda, perpetrated perhaps by the New York Times, and others will soon follow within the mainstream media. What's going on here? UFOs were relegated to overnight shows, late night shows, shows about Bigfoot, for instance. Now, John, I read about UFOs growing up as a kid. For me, I was Project Blue Book, reading all about the history, the secret stuff. And, you know, so I'm not saying I'm not interested. We haven't done a lot of shows. You haven't written about it because I didn't have anything new to offer. other than, you know, okay, it's a big bad world, maybe it's a big good world, it's a universe, it's pretty awesome and large to think we're the only folks on it, in it, etc. It might be a little ridiculous. But at the same time, you know, until they show up and go, hey, Robert, can I do your radio show? I got this kind of cool health thing. You know, it just wasn't on my radar. No pun intended. John's diving into it now. We've been talking about it even on the break. You're going to have to kind of catch our radio audience a little bit up on your investigation in terms of how this has been presented over the years to what's going on now.
Okay. And let me just add one other thing here. The concept of UFO could imply all kinds of stuff that has nothing to do with aliens.
Sure.
It could imply secret research that's been done by any, you know, variety of governments around the planet over who knows how long a period of time, piggybacking, let's say, on the work of Nikola Tesla, other people of that ilk. So, you know, advanced technology hidden from the public. So as I was saying on the break, I decided to look back, and I found an article that was posted online 2001. And so this was an examination of a piece in the LA Times written on November 6, 1957, about many craft, disc-shaped saucer craft, a big planetary ball, all in the sky, over about a 24-hour period in the Los Angeles area, seen by untold numbers of people. Page one story in the LA Times, with a giant banner headline at the top of page one, mystery craft spotted over Los Angeles. So this was the kind of coverage that was being done back then, when print journalism was still the major source for information for the public. And many, many observers quoted in the story, we're talking military observers, Air Force personnel, weather station people, pilots.
Pilots, yeah, yeah.
They all saw these things, as well as the public, and they all gave quotes by name to the LA Times who printed these quotes. So what was that? I have no idea, but it was there in the sky. I mean, I don't think that this was a mass hallucination at all. It doesn't fall out of the hopper that way. This something really strange was in the sky, many strange things. And there's the article, giant piece, national story, maybe global story. Okay, so then I thought, okay, let me just look now in the archive of LA Times for the next day following all of this uproar. That would be November 7th, 1957. I go there and look. Nothing on page one. Nothing. No headline, no story that I could see. Certainly no headline. It's like it was all over the place, and then they dropped it like a hot potato. And I'm sure that, say, 10 years later in Los Angeles, two people would be talking, and somebody would say, hey, do you remember that crazy thing back in 1957 with the LA Times and the story, all these things in the sky? And people would hardly remember it. And some people would think, that never really happened. I must have been dreaming. There was never a story about it. That's how quickly history can be erased. Mm. So there is that. And then if you want to look even further, and people can, there's a famous incident in Montana in 1967 that, to my knowledge, has been documented pretty darn well with, again, professional observers of all kinds, not just some one group clustered, where UFOs appeared, don't know what they were. In this case, it looked like kind of a giant red ball, and above missile silos. And the launch capability was shut down temporarily when this thing appeared in the sky. All kinds of testimony from people on the scene, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Completely ignored by the press. I mean, that's a story. You want to dig into a story? See what that was all about. And So now, instead of that kind of thing, now we're getting, it's like a strainer. You know, here comes news straight to the New York Times from high-level ex-intelligence spooks and military Pentagon people who seem to all of a sudden have this intense desire to do UFO disclosure. So for that, I'm very suspicious, looking for agenda. What's going on? Why are these people doing this now? They are now sort of owning the story. The New York Times, when they printed this big article about 10 days ago, they didn't even ask for, you know, the usual he said stuff.
Right.
They didn't ask any critics. They had no negative comments. There was no doubt expressed. This is very uncharacteristic.
Yeah, it begs a lot of questions at this point. Why now? What is it? And who would actually be gaining some sort of benefit? Because that's how the world works, certainly in media. And you talk about the L.A. Times. Story's there. Story is gone the next day. Is it? And this shows also the gullibility and vulnerability of the human species, if you will, to be manipulated by official stories, official sources. If the media didn't continue to cover up and dig deeper and ask more questions, well, then the average person who's busy working and doing his thing or thing, and they go back to life and say, well, I guess it wasn't much, because if it was, the L.A. Times would have done more on it. Of course,
there
are many people behind the scenes that have been, discredited in the official press. So those aren't the real people we would go to anyway, that continue to dig, but they always are relegated to some sort of, well, you throw the terms out, ad hominem attacks, if you want to call them kooks. Of course, the CIA coined phrase conspiracy theorists, all of these things to diminish the reality of a story that has just been abandoned, right?
Exactly.
And why?
And here's, you know, something that I wrote in a recent article, which, okay, if the New York Times, let's say 10 years ago, really, or 5 years ago, or yesterday, wanted to really dig into this, they would take two reporters and they would say, look, you guys go out, you find 10 documented bulletproof incidents that have to do with UFOs that cannot be denied. We don't care when they come from, where they happened, just put them together and we're going to settle this issue once and for all, which is that UFOs are real. We may not know what they are. We may not know where they came from. But we know that they are unidentified. They're in the sky, and they exhibit characteristics that we cannot explain in terms of their propulsion systems, their maneuverability, their speed, et cetera, et cetera. And let's just settle this, okay? And then we can say UFOs are real. And if you want to have at us, come ahead, because we could give you more, but here's 10 of exactly what I described. At any point, any major media outlet in the world could have done this successfully, but they haven't. They never did. They never wanted to. And instead, now what we're getting is, you know, highly suspect sources trying to own this story.
All right, here's my suspicion, and I don't think it's a big leap, because we've covered so many stories that are not UFO stories but have the same MO, that if the New York Times wanted to find out how many real cures for cancer there were, and there are thousands, they would set two reporters loose, just like you said, go dig, go find out, like, guess what, a Nicholas Gonzalez, who was a reporter before he was a doctor, right? And he learned how to research and write, and what he reported on changed the course of his life and those who have followed his work.
Exactly.
But it would diminish the power and authority of those who have the power and authority. And so there must be a story behind the UFO story, whether it's alien technology or not, because I'm not saying we don't know. I don't know. But
okay,
there
well,
is a
here's
story.
A parallel.
Go ahead.
Here's a parallel, just like you said, with the cancer situation, which is exactly parallel. So if they did that story, page one, New York Times, here it is, 10 treatments for cancer, none of which are in the medical cartel, none of which are in the establishment, and they all work way, way better than anything that the medical cartel has without the side effects. And here it is. This is the proof. Okay, so all of a sudden, you know, you can hear the, you know, the pillars of the medical establishment cracking and shattering and crumbling and falling, and that must be protected so that article never happens. So in the case of UFOs, if they did that, they would have to admit that this technology or these technologies, whatever they are, that make these craft do these things that nobody can explain, that technology exists as well. And it is certainly not in the commercial sector. It's not being shown to be in the military sector that we know of. We're not hearing about it. So therefore, it must exist somewhere else. Not in the hands of a Nick Gonzalez or Stan Brzezinski, but perhaps in this case, in the Lockheed Skunk Works located out in Palmdale, California, where they do super-duper secret research for decades, about which, by the way, as far as I can tell, the director in 1993, Ben Rich, said, we can go to the stars.
We can go to the stars, yet we haven't solved, on a basic level, the ionizing radiation that you would go through to get to the moon, right? So it would mean that there is another form of technology that has not been revealed. And those who want disclosure and those who don't are battling a power game. And they don't want to lose that power. We're going to talk a few more minutes with John Rappaport on the break. Check it out.
Great heavens! What kind of radio show is this?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
CancerTutor.com is at the forefront of research, education, and guidance for people battling cancer. We've partnered with renowned doctors and clinics throughout the world to educate and empower people with the truth about all cancer treatment options, from traditional to natural and integrative protocols. Cancer is not a death sentence, but is instead an invitation to life change. And CancerTutor.com is committed to walking with you, helping you find your path as you begin your unique journey of healing. Your cancer journey is personal, so CancerTutor.com is personalized for you, providing access to the latest curated information on groundbreaking research and treatments, including ebooks, recipes, doctor interviews, and more. Natural medicine is no longer the alternative. It is the first and best option for restoring your health, and Cancer Tutor is leading this movement. Reclaim your right to treat your cancer on your terms at cancertutor.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritional meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771, 800-831-0771, or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of blindness in people over 55, but with treatment it can be slowed down, stopped, and in some cases reversed. Make sure you see your grandchildren grow. Protect your vision by requesting information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD, or go to the website fightblindness.org, where I found so much helpful information, or again, call 1-800-BLINDNESS today.
Scott Bell Show.
Always enjoyable time when John Rappaport comes aboard the Robert Scott Bell Show. And we get to do our thing. NoMoreFakeNews.com. Of course, we've linked the show notes, their articles, as well as John's articles basically published here at RobertScottBell.com, including the recent ones on aliens or UFOs, because we're not sure. Again, reverse engineered from what? Is it foreign DNA? I don't know. But the reality is there's something going on. I'm not going to deny that. Never have. Always been intrigued and interested in it, John. But also some of the stories over the years, some have been made into Hollywood movies of abductions. You bring in the medical angle, right? And you hear about, wow, they're doing the aliens have come to Earth to do colonoscopies on humans. I'm like, that's to me, really? That, we're going to go in and we pass the planet Uranus. Forget that. We're in Uranus here on Earth. Now, where do we go from here? I'm thinking, we're not that interesting of a species. Maybe we'd be a little fun to watch for a while, but, you know, if you're an alien species and you can travel light years to another planet, you'd be like, all right, the interest is worn off. They're silly. They're funny. We'll get comedy from them.
But yeah, I think it would be like going to the movies after a couple hours. You say, okay, we get the idea of what's happening here. And
yes.
It looks a little dangerous. Let's find someplace else.
Right. These people are going to destroy themselves. So let's leave them alone. Then we'll take over the planet. We don't have to expend any of our energy or bombs. Now, if they want to investigate humans and their frailty, their so-called snowflakedness, we've been hearing a lot about that snowflake generation. It may be almost the entire state. And Super Don, I'm going to have you comment on this because there's an internet, I don't know if it's a meme, but there's trolling going on against Oregonians, and you are in Oregon. I know you're not originally an Oregonian, but apparently the entire state is, I don't know what the word, is aghast a word anymore, over the fact that they now have the freedom, I say that, the freedom to pump their own gas.
Yeah, well, you know, I'm originally from California, and I moved up to Oregon in 93, right? Mm-hmm. And so for the first 23 years of my life, if your car needed gas, you just pulled up to a gas station, you got out, and you gave the guy some money, and you put the thing in the gas tank, and you pulled the trigger, and it.
I did that today myself. I pumped my own gas today.
Yeah. Normal. Now, when I moved up here in 93, suddenly I was surrounded by gas stations where you got what I had come to know as full service.
Right.
But up in Oregon, that's just how it is. They had a law up here.
You're not allowed to pump your own gas.
You're not allowed to. And if it's funny because you could always see when somebody from California came up for the first time, they didn't realize it. They'd get out of the car and go to pump the gas, and like people come running across the.
No!
Right. You know? So, well, apparently, here just as with the new year, they finally passed House Bill 2482, which is allowing motorists to pump their own gas in half of the counties here in Oregon.
Right. But it's TMI, Super Don, because I just want to know what they have to say. You know, the tweets are going out and the people are freaking out. Yeah, I'm pumping my own fuel. I can't do it.
People are freaking out. They're acting like pumping your own gas is asking them to walk across hot coals or something. Because they're like, oh, my God, you mean I have to get out in the cold and I have to maybe get some gas on my hands? I don't want to do that. And and so, listen, you don't make these kind of comments on places like Facebook and Twitter because...
Right.
Listen, the rest of the country, I think there were only two states, now there's just one, and I forget where the other state is, where everybody has to pump their own gas. And so when they see you complaining about having to pump your own gas, they're looking at you going, what planet are you from?
Right. I'm saying, let's donate Oregonians to alien science. Get them first, because I don't understand this. Fear not, Oregon, is one of the tweets in reply. I've decided to move to Oregon to open a school to teach people how to pump their own gas. I understand, Oregon. Adulting is hard, and sometimes you need someone to show you how. I'm here for you. So there's some kind Americans willing to come to Oregon to help out. That's kind of nice.
I don't think that was genuine. I think that was slightly sarcastic. But it's just... Now, look, I understand that there are some people that are older in age that maybe this is something that, you know, maybe a struggle for them. So I have heard through the grapevine that there are stations that are still going to provide full service. But for the most part, yeah, guess what, Charlie? You got to jump out and put your gas in your own car. Girl.
Right. Wow. John, how are we going to survive this?
I don't know. This sounds like going back to the caves, dinosaurs, dangers of horrible things happening, man. Pumping my own gas? Crazy.
I just hope this doesn't degrade into human trafficking of gas station attendants from other parts of the world, right? Anyway, folks, we got a lot more healing to go. Ty Bollinger is going to join us. We're going to go outside the box. A couple of more minutes at the top of the hour. We'll talk to John before letting him go. Great stuff on UFO disclosure like nowhere else, because the power to heal and reverse engineer from UFOs is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
If you talk and they will hear you.
Why are we getting killed like this?
I was not here. Got caught drinking beer in the park a couple of nights ago.
Really?
Yeah. Zero tolerance. He's out for the season.
Harsh.
Hey, he knew not to drink. We've made that clear to all of our kids, right?
No, not really.
Bill, if we don't tell them what we expect and why they shouldn't drink, how are they going to know?
Talk. They hear you.
Hear you. You can do it if you try.
Hi, I'm Rick Osick, president of Famous Footwear. Every new parent dreams of bringing their baby home for the first time. But some babies are born too sick or too soon to come home right away. That's why Famous Footwear supports the life-saving research and programs of the March of Dimes, the leading nonprofit organization for pregnancy and baby health. Help us give every baby a fighting chance so that more babies can come home healthy. Learn how at marchofdimes.org.